Well, here it is, folks. The official. This is, I don't care what anybody says, this is the official end of summer. It's the unofficial official end of summer. We are at Labor Day weekend and a lot going on in our area. And it's time for Sporting a Cause with Willie Hallahan, sportingacause.com, the site to go to find area fundraisers that are all somehow sports related and they fund events and nonprofits in our tri-state region. And we say happy Labor Day to Willie Hallahan. Willie, happy Labor Day weekend.
Thank you, Marshall. Same to you. Happy and busy. As I belabored the point more than once, September is the busiest month of the year for not only sports-related fundraisers that are my focus, but I think just events in general. And boy, as you'll see today, there's a lot going on. The first three events I want to talk about are month-long ones. They're virtual. But the very first one I'd like to spend a few minutes talking about. It's the Alex's Lemonade Stand Foundation Million Mile. 2 years ago, I wrote a blog about the incredible little girl who was and continues to be the inspiration for this charity. I'd like to read it. My blogs are short, so it doesn't take too long, but I hope it relates what one person can accomplish, even in a short life. Here we go. 1996 to 2004. So little space between those dates. Too few years to live a life, but that was all Alexandra Scott had to work with. See how she used them. At age 9 months, Alex, as she was known, was diagnosed with neuroblastoma, a form of childhood cancer. At age 1, defying her doctor's best diagnosis, she learned to walk, first with leg braces and then without. She improved for a time, but then relapsed. We know cancer can do that. While hospitalized for stem cell treatment, Alex had a notion. When I get out, I want to have a lemonade stand to raise money so doctors could help other kids the way they helped me. At age 4, Alex and her brother did have a lemonade stand, and that summer they raised an astonishing $2,000. Word spread about this determined little girl and her selfless quest. Others built stands and sold lemonade in her name. When Alex passed away at age 8, the movement she started had raised $1 million. The following year, her parents formed the Alex's Lemonade Stand Foundation. During September, this is Childhood Cancer Awareness Month, they're hosting Alex's Lemonade Stand Foundation Million Mile, a virtual event to raise money to battle childhood cancer. Here's how it works. Folks like us walk, run, bike, or saunter wherever we live, and we keep track of the mileage. You get friends, colleagues, and bar buddies to sponsor your efforts. By month's end, hopefully a million miles will have been logged and lots of money raised. And if in your travels you happen upon a lemonade stand in the coming weeks, stop and buy a cup, whether you like lemonade or not. Like so many events, Marshall, these you don't have to necessarily participate in an event to be helpful. When you read about these events and the cause resonates with you for one reason or another, you can always write a check, even a small one. It all matters, and they all add up. Moving along to the next month-long fundraiser, the Lone Oak Campsites 5K. I talked about this a little bit last week. It's a virtual event, and it's raising money for the Jane Lloyd Fund, a very worthy cause. The next month-long event is the 38th Annual Northwest Connecticut Crop Hunger Walk. And it's virtual again this year, but I've read the organizers are kind of hinting that they may have some sort of in-person component on the 26th. They always used to gather at the Housatonic Valley Regional High School and like 500 of them and walk from there. But I'll find out more about that and report it when I get more facts. We're in the middle of Labor Day weekend, and it's just chock full of events. The Goshen and Columbia County Fairs are in full swing. The historic festival at Lime Rock Park is going on. Today there, the Concours d'Elegance is happening. It's I guess they can have up to 1,000 vehicles in both vintage cars and motorcycles on display. And then tomorrow will be a full day of vintage car race competition. Finishing its three-day run today is the third annual Run for UNS Virtual 5K in memory of Monument Mountain High School cross-country coach Chris Unsworth. The event funds a scholarship in his name. The Northwest Connecticut Rod and Gun Club hosts another 3D archery shoot today. You can still get in if you want. That's very informal. You just show up with your archery equipment. $10 gets you in. The fourth annual Lauren Bardino Memorial 5K will be kicking off at 10 this morning. That's at Platte Hill State Park in Winsted. The 19th annual Housatonic Heritage Walks start this weekend. I spent some time talking about that last weekend. Over this five-weekend span, there are going to be 86 guided tours of places of interest in both Berkshire and Litchfield County. About 20 of them are going on this weekend. This Thursday, the 9th, the St. Peter and St. Teresa Annual Charity Golf Tournament will be held at Wyantonut Country Club in Great Barrington. That's going to be a four-person scramble, and that is, supports both of those churches. Next Friday, September 10th, starts the three-day run of the Bethlehem Fair. And also Friday, the Veterans Memorial Golf Outing at Copaic Country Club, which will raise money for Memorial Park. This is a memorial that's being constructed beyond the first green over at Copaic, and it honors both veterans past and still living. Next Saturday, September 11th, the Amenia Farman will hold their annual golf tournament at Under Mountain Golf Course. Also next Saturday, the Eastern Dutchess Roadrunners Club, third annual Lakeview 4.2-mile run-walk, will take place at Putnam Lake in Paterson, New York. Next Saturday and Sunday will be the second weekend of the Heritage Walks, probably with another 20 or so locations. Excuse me again. Also on September 11th, the second annual Great Falls Brewing Cornhole Tournament will take place over at the Salisbury Ski Jumps. Cornhole tournaments are becoming very popular as a fundraising tool. They're inexpensive to get into. This one's just $20. And just about anybody can do it. It doesn't take any special skills. We're seeing more and more of those. They're fun to watch. Sunday the 12th, the fourth annual Macedonia Trail Race will run at Macedonia Brook State Park in Kent. That one's organized by Steep Endurance. They sponsor about a half dozen of other races on my calendar throughout the year. Also next Sunday, the Barry Hopkins Run at Awana State Historic Site. This race will also have a virtual component for those who don't want to compete in person. I've noticed quite a few organizers are doing this. I guess it's reflective of our times. They're holding events in person as things improve, but also have a virtual element to them for those who still are reluctant to gather in crowds. Also next Sunday, the Northwest Connecticut Rod and Gun Club will host the VFW Civilian versus Military Pistol Match at their facilities in North Canaan. And also next Sunday is the Tunksis Trail Ultra Marathon, starting at Punchbrook Road in Burlington, Connecticut. There will be two races to choose from, a 60K and a 30K. Both of these are ungodly distances. I mean, we're talking 36 miles for one and 18 miles for another. Anyway, this event benefits the Burlington Land Trust. And that's it for the coming week, Marshall. But next Monday, that's a week from tomorrow, there are four golf tournaments being played on the same day. The John Foley Lone Oak Challenge, the Gerald Miller Boys and Girls Club Children First Golf Tournament, the Kent Volunteer Fire Department Tournament over at Bulls Bridge Golf Club, and the BLN Charity Golf Tournament at Torrington Country Club. So it gets busier and busier as the month goes on.
That's a lot of golf.
It's a lot of golf, a lot of running, a lot of everything, but a lot of money being raised, hopefully.
It's nice to see it, though. You know, we're not quite back to where we were, but we're heading our way. But, you know, like you predicted all along, we have lost some events over the course of the last year and a half and 2 years that aren't going to come back now. And that's, you know, you started talking about that about a year into this, and unfortunately that's coming true. Some of these events just aren't coming back.
Yeah, and it's and in some ways it's the way of things. You know, some of them are events that maybe ran their course anyway. You know, not everything is meant to last forever. Even Seinfeld had to end its run, as popular as it was. So, yeah, some of the tournaments probably it was their time anyway, but they can be reorganized, maybe freshen up a bit and start a new run.
Absolutely. Well, that's Sporting a Cause, of course, you can find at sportingacause.com. And I would say if it wasn't for Labor Day weekend, you could probably find Willie out on the links, but not today.
Oh, I think I will. I didn't see your forecast yet this morning, but I think it's just going to be cloudy, right?
Cloudy, off and on showers, nothing heavy. So if you're heading out, you're going to be fine.
Okay, great. Thank you for that.
All right, Willie, we'll speak to you next week.
Take care, Marshall. Bye.
Willie Hallahan, Sporting a Cause at sportingacause.com.